Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. I'm Sarah, your host, and today we've got a truly fascinating topic lined up that I think you're going to love.
Hey, everyone. I'm Armin, your guest for this episode. Thanks so much for having me, Sarah. I'm really excited to dig into today's subject. It's one I know people have tons of questions about.
Absolutely, Armin. Today, we're exploring the ins and outs of Dominica's Citizenship by Investment program and how it's become a powerhouse for economic growth and attracting investment. It's a small island with a big reputation in the world of economic citizenship.
That's spot on, Sarah. Dominica might be tiny, but its Citizenship by Investment program is legendary. It's opened doors for both the country and investors looking for second citizenship. You get a gorgeous island, and Dominica gets a pipeline of investment. Win-win.
It actually sounds a bit like a fairy tale, doesn't it? Once upon a time, a Caribbean paradise invited the world in, and together they built a thriving future. But jokes aside, this program has really transformed Dominica's economy in recent years.
Exactly. And the main draw? The process is known for being efficient and accessible. Applicants can make a qualifying investment, either in a government fund or approved real estate, and in return, gain citizenship for themselves and their families. But it's not just about passports. It's about sustainable development, job creation, and better infrastructure on the island.
For sure. And there's the domino effect. As investments pour in, the government can fund everything from new schools to green energy projects. It's like the economic equivalent of a turbo boost for the whole country.
What's really interesting is how this program is a model for other small nations. It shows that by creating the right incentives and upholding due diligence, you can bolster both foreign investment and national growth. And let's be honest, Dominica doesn't hurt in the scenery department.
Beaches, rainforests, waterfalls, who wouldn't want to hop on that opportunity? But beyond the dreamy backdrop, there's a solid framework. Can you walk us through how the application process generally works?
Absolutely. The process is laid out like a checklist. First, prospective applicants choose their investment route, either a contribution to the Economic Diversification Fund or purchasing approved real estate. Then there's due diligence, a thorough background check. Once approved, the investment is made, and boom, you're a Dominica citizen. The process is straightforward, but the government is careful to maintain tight checks so the program maintains integrity and global trust.
So it's not just buy a passport, get a beach house. There's real structure and oversight. Plus, Dominica keeps the investment minimum relatively attainable compared with many other countries' programs. Accessibility is key.
That's why it attracts so many entrepreneurs, investors, and families who want global mobility, security, and new opportunities. It provides visa-free travel to over 140 countries, including the UK and the European Schengen area. Plus, there are zero residency requirements, so you don't have to pack up your life unless you really want to.
Talk about keeping your cake and eating it too. Before we wrap up, I want to remind our listeners that if you're interested in learning more about global residency or citizenship through investment, check out Persian Horizon. They're true experts and have been helping clients for over 27 years from their HQ in Dubai, a city that knows a thing or two about growth and opportunity.
And speaking of Dubai, let's take a little detour into something our audience has been curious about: residency options for living and working in Dubai. Trust me, Sarah, this is huge for aspiring entrepreneurs, professionals, and families.
Oh, this is such a hot topic. Dubai is a magnet for talent, ideas, and investment. And there are plenty of ways to set up residency here, whether you're a business owner, an employee, or a freelancer. So let's break it down for our listeners.
Let's start with the Golden Visa. It's the headline act. This long-term residency is designed for investors, entrepreneurs, exceptional students, scientists, and professionals. To qualify, you usually need to make a significant investment, own a business, or be recognized for extraordinary achievements. The best part? You can renew it for up to 10 years, and it covers your spouse and children.
That's a game changer for stability and planning ahead. Next up is the employment visa. If you get a job offer from a company in Dubai, they'll sponsor your visa. This one is more common and straightforward, though it's typically tied to your employer.
For families, there's the family visa. Once you have your own residency, you can sponsor your spouse, children, and even parents in some cases. This option keeps families together and allows you to create a real home base in Dubai.
And let's not forget the freelance visa. Dubai is open for business in every sense, even if you're a solo operator. Freelancers can apply for a permit through special free zones like Dubai Media City or Dubai Design District. You'll need to show credentials, relevant experience, and sometimes a portfolio of work, but it opens the door to independence and flexibility.
Each visa path comes with its own eligibility requirements and benefits. For example, the Golden Visa offers long-term security, while the Freelance Visa gives you the freedom to work with multiple clients. Benefits include access to world-class healthcare, education, amazing infrastructure, and let's face it, a pretty fantastic quality of life.
Now, there can be some bumps along the road, like navigating paperwork, understanding eligibility, or keeping up with evolving rules. Our best tips? Gather all your documents in advance, work with an expert like Persian Horizon to streamline the process, and keep an eye on deadlines and requirements as they change.
Exactly. The key to a smooth experience is preparation and expert support. With the right guidance, getting residency in Dubai can be a launchpad for your career, business, or family's future. And the long-term benefits are impressive, from tax advantages to access to thriving networks of innovators.
So, whether you're dreaming of a palm-fringed Caribbean passport or a bustling future in Dubai, the opportunities are real and closer than you think.
Don't just daydream, take action. Visit PersianHorizon.com to learn more, get expert guidance, or kickstart your residency and citizenship journey. And we'd love to hear from you. What questions do you have? What topics should we tackle next? Share your thoughts in the comments or connect with us on social media.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If this episode has you thinking about new horizons, let us know. And remember, the world is full of opportunities. Which will you chase next?
Until next time, keep dreaming big and see you soon.